Before I introduce Rayvon, you can come forward. Rayvon is our guest speaker for the morning. I just want to make sure that all of you have a little card. Just make sure there's extra on other chairs. Just make sure that you have a little card because we're going to use it towards the end of the service. Anybody who's still looking for one? Just grab one at another chair. Rayvon will explain to you how we're going to use it, but when we use it and you don't have a pen close by, we have extra pens and the ushers will be ready to hand you one. Okay, so just keep that in mind. If you don't have a pen, it's not a crisis. We're going to supply you with one. Okay, just make sure you all have a card. And then it's my privilege to just welcome this man of God, Rayvon. Him and his wife, Patsy, and their beautiful two daughters. It's been a huge blessing to us as a church. And to me and Andre, and it's for me such an honor to this morning to be able to listen to somebody that I know that has a relationship with the Lord, not a theoretical thing, you know, that sometimes we see in people, but a living relationship. Rayvon, I really respect you as a man of God, as a husband, as a father. And I love the way you worship God. I love the way you pray. I love just the way in which you uncompromisingly serve Jesus. And it's so such a blessing to me. And I can't wait to hear what he's going to say this morning because I know it's going to be a word in season for all of us. So I just want to ask you to open your hearts and to receive him as a gift this morning. Amen. Let's just give him a hand. Thanks, Rayvon.
Thank you, Sonika. I just want to, this morning, just honor God and thank Him for a moment that we have to celebrate Him. He's alive. He's no longer dead. And not only is He alive, but He's seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us right now. And it's awesome to know that we serve a God that's never going to let us down. He's always there for us. And when Andre asked me to take the service this morning, and I started just searching my heart and asking God, what is it that you would like me to share with the rest of the family today? And God challenged me. And the scripture that I want to turn to is Hebrews 12, verse 2. And you'll see that the title of the message is actually Peace, Love, and Joy at the Cross. But you know what? That's just a few words. Everything that God has for us is at the cross. And if we're willing to receive what He has for us, we will do exceedingly, abundantly, far above that we can ever think or imagine. So this morning, I want us to take hold of what God has planned for us and run with it. Amen. The scripture actually says that looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Now, we celebrate Easter weekend on an annual basis. And you know, we have the benefit of the joy that we have in what Christ did on the cross. But that came at a price. At a very, very, very expensive price, and that is the life of our beloved Savior. He died on the cross so that we might live. And in that process, He actually had many, many occasions where He grappled with this whole issue of, Dad, I'm going to be separated from you. You're going to turn your back on me. And to him, that was one of the most trying times that he had, having to say, God, I'm going to do it. And we see it in the Garden of Gethsemane where he said, Father, if possible, let this cup pass. I don't really want it. But this is very important. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. And that's going to become a very important word to each one of us because at that very point, Everyone was saying, I'm going to drop, I'm leaving Jesus, because this is not worth it. At the cross, his mother watched our beloved son was being nailed to the cross. His disciples, his dearest friends, left him. And Christ still had an opportunity to say, you know what, I don't need to do this. I don't need to go there, because after all, really, do they really deserve it? I didn't sin. I didn't do anything wrong. But he said, I will do it for the joy set before him. And what joy was that? It was seeing us sitting here now, praising God and magnifying him, desiring to have a relationship with him. He saw each one of us before we even accepted him. He died for each one of us before we accepted him. And this morning, I want us to understand that we can apply that very same principle in our lives. When Christ said, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, we on a daily basis need to say to ourselves that for the joy set before me, I'll endure my situation that I'm going through. In fact, I won't only endure it, I'll rejoice in it. Because the Word of God actually says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Nehemiah says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And what gives God the greatest joy is to see each one of us coming to him, serving him, praising him, desiring him, honoring him. But most of all, desiring to see others come to know him. And while I was pondering upon this, God actually took me back about 20 years ago. Now, as much as we celebrate our victory in the cross, I also had a very sad moment at that time. My dad went away on a mission trip and came back in a coffin. He died in an accident. I had just given my heart to the Lord a couple of months earlier. Now, that is exactly where Satan gets us from time to time. Young in the Lord, serving him, and boom, dad is gone. And the devil was saying, well, that's what your God does. And he says it to all of us all the time, look at what your God's doing. When relationships go bad, when things happen at work, that is what your God does. And you know, in my little wisdom that I had the time and said, you know what, my dad was a man of God. I loved him dearly. And I said, God, as much as I'm sad, I don't like what I'm going through right now, I don't want it. Can I have my dad back? You know, that's what you want your dad back. But I said, Lord, you I will serve. You I will magnify. You I will honor. Because I know that if I remain in you, that one day I'll see my dad again. And God reminded me and said, that is what it means to say, for the joy set before me, in spite of my situation, that I will endure what I'm going through right now. And I think many of us can relate to that situation. And then God took me, fast forward 15 years later. Now, you know, you're experienced in God, you know the Bible, you've done all the things that you're supposed to, you're in church, in leadership, in worship. And bang again, something happens that really just breaks you down. But instead of this time around saying, God, I will honor you and I will magnify you in the midst of this storm, I took offense. I took offense and I actually hated people. And this is while I was busy in church, you know, doing the thing, raising your hands and everything. But you realize that you cannot fool God. You can fool everyone else around you. but you cannot fool God. And it took me 2 years to overcome that situation. 2 years until the day I went in and spoke face to face with someone, that person, I said, listen, forgive me for not honoring you in spite of the situation. And God restored our relationship. God restored everything that we had lost as a result of that occasion. And it just made everything new. And it made me realize that we cannot afford to take up a cross that God's not called us to bear. We cannot afford to carry a burden that's not meant for us to be carried. God says in His Word that my burden is light and my yoke is easy. And He also says that we've got to take up our cross and follow Him daily. We've got to not deny ourselves. And God spoke to me and said, Raven, now the second time around, you took things upon yourself. You decided that you were going to do it your way. And it didn't work. And I just want to remind everyone today is that there's rewards flowing from the cross this morning. And that is eternal life in God, victory over sin and death, a life filled with joy and peace, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, life empowered by the Holy Spirit, spreading of the gospel, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, a life of blessing and being blessed. Now, I would like to pose a question to you at the moment. What does life compare, our life compare like, compared to the cross, the rewards of the cross? Now, I have to many a time say that the victory that we just spoke about and we sang about, everything that God gave us in the cross is very often not evident in my life because of circumstances, because of what's going on around me. God's trying to lead us in a direction, and we say, no, we'll take our own. And this morning, God's really saying to us that we need to let go of the burdens and the stuff that we're carrying. Because all the hurts, the heartache, the bitterness towards people, the unforgiveness, it's a burden that destroys us. It's a burden that is just too much to bear. And as I've just mentioned to you, that it takes you no way but away from the cross. When you start carrying your own, it's just not worth it. And God really wants us to take our lives and to place it at the cross, take our situations and say, God, you take care of it. I need to do life God's way to receive godly rewards. It's the only way. There is no compromise or in between. I cannot be doing life in the world one day and doing life in Christ the next day. I have to remain faithful, and I have to say to myself, God, I'm going to do it your way. And we do it by taking Christ's yoke and learning from Him and living for Him, totally obedient to the Father. We need to understand that when Christ places a yoke upon us, it's a yoke that we are destined to handle. The picture of a yoke normally is something that is quite heavy to bear. I mean, it's a burden upon your life. But Christ himself said that in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. And verse 30 says, For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Christ will never tell us to take up something that is given us if we're not able to handle it. In fact, he's actually saying to you, listen, if you yoke with me, I've already done it all. And all you have to do is to say, Father, I'm next to you. You work in and through me and carry me, and you will give us the outcome that we desire. Luke 9, verse 23, and he said to all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. By denying myself, the flesh, taking up our cross, which is love, mercy, compassion, sacrifice, standing strong in the storm. All things that can only be done empowered by the Spirit of God. We have to rely completely on God. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit of God to take us from glory to glory. Because whenever we try and do things on our own, like I did with my incident, we get stuck, we get frustrated, we get confused. And God's really saying, you don't have to bear those burdens because I've already done that. We need to say, God, I will declare your faithfulness in my life, no matter what. We need to understand that the devil will not stop attacking our flesh. What I actually wanted to check here, is anyone here that's raised the dead? I see no hands, okay. That's fine. But you know what, I actually want to maybe just remind you, we are actually raising the dead every day, the old man. Every day we allow the old man to take over things in our lives which shouldn't be there. And the Word of God actually says that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me and through me. And this morning I want to encourage us to, like Jesus had to continually deny what he felt perhaps personally to do, is not go to the cross. Not have to become a human being and live like we did and be treated like he was, be subjected to the same sin and sicknesses, but without falling for the ploy of the devil. Jesus remained faithful because he knew that there was a price that had to be paid, and it demanded perfection, and that he gave. So this morning I want to ask us, when we are dealing with situations on a daily basis, is to keep on denying self in our lives. Keep on denying the flesh, because the devil will continually knock at your door and say, old man, do what needs to be done. My wife actually spoke to me the other day, because I get pretty frustrated with some of our drivers, especially in East London. And to the point that, you know, you're no longer waving to the guy, hello, bless you, but your fingers do the talking, and it's not, you know, you speak in another language and it's not in tongues. And God, she reminded me, and I said, Lord, forgive me for allowing the flesh to rise up in me. And you know what? It sounds funny, but it's actually very serious, because subtly the devil comes in, and more you start responding to your flesh and not to the Spirit of God. You know, when someone offends you, or a driver messes you around on the road, really bless him. You know, just ignore him and and carry on. And refuse to just stand there and allow things to happen to you. And to fall into the trap where the devil says, "Ach no, become carnal." You know, when we remain carnally minded, we will not progress in the spirit. We will not be able to move ahead and see God moving in our lives the way He would like to. You know, everything that God expects from us in wanting to bear a cross for Him, a burden that is light and easy, He does not expect us to do it on our own. It is God who qualifies us as sons and daughters. He comes alongside of us and He comes within us and He empowers us by His Spirit to be able to do the things that He's called us to. He's called us as His sons and daughters to be a testimony to a world out there who needs to see Him in us. We need to be demonstrating His power and His glory through our lives and His strength through our lives. Our family members need to see that. Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, and I live, yet no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And that life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith towards the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself on my behalf. Really, that is what I said about the old man. Leave him where he belongs. And trust God to strengthen your spirit man by only seeking His face and relying completely on Him. And this morning I know that God's promise to us is when we do things His way is a life of abundance, a life of great power, a life of an ability to honor Him at all times. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." A powerful scripture, but yet a scripture in which I've yet to see myself fully live in, where I see God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my life, and God just floods us with everything that He has. And not just so that we may have a good time, you know, not just so that we can enjoy ourselves out there. Yes, it's part of it. But God's desire for us is to know that He is a good God, to know that He is a faithful God, and that He is able to bless us so abundantly that the world needs to see that the God that we serve is indeed a good God. He's a powerful, loving Father who wants to see the rest of our families, our colleagues, and those out in the world, what our teams are doing in Mumbai and in Durban. That is what God wants for us. God wants us to be that powerful. Show Him forth that powerful that people will come and say, "I want that God that you have." And what He's really saying is our daily cross that He wants us to carry is, remember that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are created in His image and likeness with the capacity to love as He loves us. We are able to do as He calls us to do. Forgive like God forgives. Speak what God speaks. Be victorious as God is victorious. And rejoice as God rejoices over us. And this morning I want to finish off with this. Maybe we have been carrying our own burdens for a very long time. Maybe we've been carrying a cross that God never intended for us to carry. And this morning God's saying, come. That burden, that cross that you've been carrying, which was never meant to be carried, come and lay it at the foot of the cross. If your life has been a life that does not represent the joy, the peace, everything that comes with serving God, God is saying, stop trying to bear that burden on your own. It's not meant to be. The burden that I want to place on you is a burden that will look outward, will love others, will care for those around you, will love those around you, will spread the gospel to those around you. And I just sense that if there's any of you this morning that know that you're sitting and carrying something that really needs to be laid at the foot of the cross, there's a little card that on each of the seats, if you haven't got one, just try and look on any of the other seats there. And if this morning you have something that you're saying, God, you know, I've been carrying this thing and I know it's not meant to be, write it on that little card. You don't have to put your name on it. And then, as a symbol of you bringing it to the cross, we've got some nails there and hammers. Just come and nail it to the cross, because God's saying, let's settle this thing once and for all this morning. He's saying to us that He wants you to leave this place a changed person, a person with a heaviness that is taken away, a love that is rejuvenated towards someone who's done you wrong. Us as the guys, God spoke to me about carrying the burden of needing to provide for my family. God says, I'm the provider. There's no need for you to spend hours and hours chasing the money when I am the provider. It's time that we start placing God in priority in our lives. And He's saying, if you're willing this morning to say, Lord, I need to give this up. I need to lay it to rest. I need to give it to you. He's saying that He will place in your heart a burden that no longer just looks at myself. You see, when we're self-centered, when we fail to deny self, it's all about me. It's all about what I need. It's all about what I can get. It's all about who's serving me. And God's saying, today that can change, that you start looking towards others and say, how can I serve you? How can I be a blessing to you? How can I honor you? How can I make life better for you? And what you're saying is, Lord, help me to present you, to represent you to the world. The world needs Jesus. And Jesus will only become visible and available to them through us. So, I want to encourage you, let this Resurrection Sunday be your life-changing experience that will resonate into eternity. God's saying this day, you never have to be the same again. You never have to carry the same burden again. You never have to walk in resentment towards someone that when you see them, you turn the other way. He's saying, restore, release, and give up what you need not hold on to. And He will give you His heart this morning. God needs us to partner with Him to show the world that only Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And when our heart is yoked with Christ, He starts turning our life around. The way we view things, the way we see things. God shows us His heart. When we live a life of self, it does not represent God's heart. But when we start denying ourselves like Christ had to, we become more Christ-like. And we become fruitful. And we become anointed to do mighty exploits for God. So, if you've done your little card, I want to welcome you to come and just come forward and place it on the cross. It's a moment that will forever resonate in heaven, and it's a moment that will change your life, will change our lives as we say, God, no longer. Family, this morning, the significance of this will resonate into eternity. And I'm trusting that what you've laid down this morning, God's going to give you peace and breakthrough. But there's a bigger purpose this morning, family, as to why we need to lay ourselves down and take up the cross. There's a much wider impact that we have. That is six people that just died somewhere in this world, and possibly without Christ. Every second, 1.8 persons on average die. And the question is, has someone shared Jesus with them? So in the 2 hours that we're spending here, 13,000 people died. Has someone shared Jesus with them? And that is the cross and the burden that Christ wants us to carry, is His heart for a world out there that's dying without Him. You see, we can no longer afford to be self-centered, to be worried about me, what I'm going to have, what I'm going to earn. We have to say to ourselves, for the joy set before me, like Christ did when He took on the cross, we need to say for ourselves, for the joy set before us, we will endure being ridiculed. We will endure having to take a standard when everyone else is saying, I'll do it my way. Endure being passed for promotions because you're a believer or refuse to do things underhanded. Endure because you're someone who says, listen, I will honor God by not messing around in my life as a young person, or whether I'm married, I'll honor God in my relationships. In everything that I do, let my life reflect God. And this morning, God's saying to us that we are more than able because He's the enabler. So let us take our lives and saying, God, I'm going to make it my purpose of sharing with others. Start with your family. Start with your colleagues and say, God, give me the boldness to reach out to those so that they can know You as I know You. I just trust that God today has set something in motion in the Spirit and in our hearts that will just take us from glory to glory in Him and allow Him to just use us for His glory. Amen. To just honor God in, especially around this weekend, we're going to partake in communion right now. Not only are we going to be honoring Him and remembering Him, but we're going to seal the step that we've just taken in nailing these issues that we carry to the cross and say, God, we trust you to take up what only your heart requires from us. Amen. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your sacrifice made on our behalf. Lord, we know that your body was broken for our healing. And this morning we partake, Lord, in a divine exchange that says our brokenness for your wholeness. Our lack for your abundance, Lord. Our sickness for your healing. And as we partake, Father God, we just honor you, we thank you, we praise you for your amazing love, for your amazing grace. And we partake knowing that we have victory in Jesus' name. Words is not enough and cannot describe what you've done, Lord. But this morning we just say, Father, we love you. We bless you, we honor you, we worship you. We magnify your name. The name that's above every other name. The name at which every knee bows and every tongue confesses, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your body. We thank you that we can partake, knowing its victory, knowing it's real, Lord, that you are alive, oh Father. You are alive and that we serve you and honor you because you loved us first. We thank you in Jesus' name.